Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Thank you to our producer, Kevin Wall, coming to you live from New York City. Whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're on the road, whether you, I don't know what you're doing. Thank you for being here. Yeah, radio host who says thank you. How often does that take place? Pretty often here with me. Thank you. Okay. 855-212-4CBS is the number. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and you can lock in on a smart speaker. Yeah. Busy night, busy day. What else is new? Always something going on in the world of sports, even when we're in the dog days of... Are we in the dog days of summer? I don't think so. I think we got to get a little deeper into August, even though I felt like we just celebrated July 4th. And by the time the sun rises in the morning again, it's going to be July 25th. Some people, if you're on the East Coast, the Midwest, you just hit July 25th. It's just, it's wild, man. You can't make things up. The world just keeps on rolling, keeps on running. Anyway, we're going to keep on running here. We're going to get into Michael Jordan and the sale of the Hornets. Momentarily, I know I mentioned Alex Rodriguez putting his foot in his mouth again. Chris Paul and Draymond Green. Chris Paul is like, wait until we're on the court together. I'm like, okay. It's just so much going on. Josh Jacobs reportedly not reporting to training camp. What a shock. That's not big news. We all expected that already. Kylian Mbappe, you thought the salaries for athletes was wild. A Saudi Arabian football team, soccer team, offering this dude a $776 million contract to play. It's wild out here. We talked about Iyumo Uwazurike from the Broncos, gambling. It's just a wild world. Bengals letting everybody know that they're ready to be cheap. Chris Jones holding out with the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid, it's not about a sandwich, so he's not all that concerned. A matter of fact, let's hear from Andy Reid. Andy Reid was asked about Chris Jones not showing up to camp. He wants his contract. He just was third in Defensive Player of the Year voting, and now he wants his up in salary, and Andy Reid ain't all that concerned. Take a listen to this from earlier on Monday.
And then as far as Chris goes, we'll just see how things go here down the road. There had been communication. We'll see where it goes from here, and we'll take it. If you're not here, we just keep moving, and that's how we roll. We don't worry a lot about that. We let it take care of itself, and we got great people working on that. So I'm not worried about that.
He ain't worried about nothing. Like French Montana, he ain't worried about nothing. If it ain't about food, he don't care. And he shouldn't, because when the season starts, Chris Jones is going to be out there regardless of whether he got a new deal or not. And so if I'm Andy Reid, I ain't worried about it. It's right. He is right. He can only coach who he has out there. We talked about Paul Pierce, massive insecurities. He's just – somebody needs to talk to this. He doesn't have – Kevin, does Paul Pierce have friends? Does he have any real friends?
I would hope that – I would say he does have friends, but I think – his real friends really need to sit him down and be like, listen, man, you can't be doing this. You have a great legacy in Boston. Was able to win the title. Beloved by fans. And you will be for another, you know, for as long as you live. Celtic fans are going to love you. You just can't be acting like an idiot. And we've seen this more than once in the last couple years. And honestly, it's a conversation that is uncomfortable, but needs to be, like, is everything good? Like, because every time I see this guy talking, he's drunk or high, and, you know, it kind of worries me a little bit. Not going to lie. I think we have to start having that conversation, and I know it's difficult.
Yeah, well, it's, well, he got fired from ESPN. He's hanging out. I don't know what these women were, but they were strippers, they were hired help, they were hired to party with him, and he's hanging out with them, and his ass everywhere, and he's smoking. I'm like, who does this? Right, who does this and keeps a corporate job? Not him. He got fired. I mean, it was only about a month ago, he's on a show live with Kevin Garnett, and he's talking about how he hired a woman to hang out with him for the day, and I'm sure all they did was just you know, go to lunch. I'm sure that's all that took place. And so you're 100% correct. When I ask, hey, does he have friends? What is Kevin Garnett telling him? I have no idea. But we talked about Paul Pierce as his latest internet adventure is to tell everyone that he is, you know, better than Dwayne Wade. A matter of fact, he told this to Cameron and Mace. Two 50-year-old musicians with a new podcast. It is what it is. Listen to Paul Pierce if you haven't heard him compare himself or, you know, say, hey, I could have done this if I had this. Listen to Paul Pierce.
Put Shaq on my team. Put LeBron and Bosh with me. I'm not going to win one. You don't think?
Oh, yeah.
Me, LeBron, and
LeBron and
Bosh. We're not going to win one?
Yeah.
We're not going to win a couple?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, though. So I'm saying, though, like who's the better 3-point shooter? Is he a better scorer? Is he a better scorer? Okay, he averaged more points than me career. I can shoot the three.
He's a better slasher.
I can post up. I can get to the line. Who a better scorer?
See, you know what it is? And I'm totally.
Yeah, it's just he was fancier.
That's all I'm saying.
What I'm going to say is.
Let's break it down.
We talked about this last hour. It's a whole lot more to it than Dwayne Wade was fancier. Dwayne Wade had an engine. Dwayne Wade went. Dwayne Wade was a harm to himself early in his career because of how hard he played on both ends of the court. I ain't call him a flash just for nothing, okay? And so Paul Pierce bordering on either being, as Kevin said, drunk, high. I don't know if the word is insecure when you have to constantly tell everybody how good you were in comparison to your contemporaries. Just rest on the laurels that you're a Hall of Fame player, man. What else are you going to prove to anybody? You're not getting back out onto the court and playing. And so there's a thin line between just saying, hey, I was damn good, and just coming across as insecure. That's what it seems like right now when it comes to Paul Pierce. And speaking of that thin line between being bombastic and being arrogant, being insecure, someone who's not afraid, who hasn't been afraid to say what's on his mind or challenge anybody, is Michael Jordan. A little bit different when you are the bar for a lot of players, and I know that it's changed over time. You have athletes like Trae Young who says that, you know, Kobe Bryant was his Michael Jordan. Totally understandable if you didn't see Michael. Kobe patterned his game after Michael. But Jordan is the benchmark, And I know you can. Some people might have the conversation. I'm not doing it today. I don't feel like it. It's just beaten into the ground of LeBron James and his greatness. But we know Michael Jordan, where his standing is and has been in basketball. He is the man. That's him. And he's also never been shy about challenging anybody to it. I mean, Michael Jordan's retirement, or excuse me, not his retirement, but his Hall of Fame speech was basically letting everybody know, I'd get your ass if I could. Like, Michael Jordan will hold a grudge. Go ahead and ask Charles Barkley, someone who was his friend, maybe he's one of his best friends, and doesn't even speak to the guy anymore. Well, Michael Jordan is done, officially. He is no longer the majority owner of the Hornets, okay? He bought a share of this team back in 2006 when they were the Bobcats. He bought a piece from Bob Johnson. He bought the majority of the team in 2010. He changed the name from the Bobcats to the Hornets in 2013. He sold a small piece of the team in 2019. And now MJ is done. He's out. And I want you to take a listen to the report. This breaking news that came through from WTVB.
All right, well, all you Hornets fans out there, the sale of the Charlotte Hornets is final. According to ESPN, the NBA's Board of Governors approved the sale of the team to a group led by Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin. This ends Michael Jordan's 13-year run as majority owner. ESPN reports it will take 1 to 2 weeks for the sale to officially go through.
Yeah, let me tell you something. That tenure, you want to talk about this man taking over the team now? Oh, the tenure sucked. He sucked. 423 wins, 600 losses. Not too Jordan-esque, right? And Michael Jordan didn't step out onto the court. He had to do everything from the boardroom. He had to do everything upstairs. But did Michael Jordan lose here? Oh, yeah. He lost the team. The team lost a whole lot of games. But Michael Jordan sold his stake for a reported $3 billion. 13 years, $3 billion exit, not too bad. Not too shabby. Back in 2010, he was able to buy his 65 majority a share at that point for $180 million. Do the math. $180 million in plus versus $3 billion on an exit. Not too shabby for Michael Jordan. So even in losing, Michael Jordan wins. And the only owner that dissented wasn't a fan of the new owners of the Hornets, Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin, was James Dolan of the New York Knicks. He's the only owner that said, I don't like these guys. Yeah, he holds a grudge. I mean, it's the same dude who had Charles Oakley escorted, out of Madison Square Garden. So, yeah, if he can hold a grudge against his own players, I'm sure there's some personal or professional beef there to not approve this. And Michael Jordan still has a minority stake. And Michael Jordan could continue to jet set around the world while his son just hangs out with Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. What a life. Not too bad for Michael Jordan. He can just continue to go out there and count money. And we know this wasn't what Michael Jordan wanted. Michael Jordan didn't want to own this team and stink. Who would? Michael Jordan, a ridiculously fierce competitor. I don't think that was lost upstairs in an office when he took over the team. A matter of fact, Michael Jordan, when he was still in his early years with the Hornets, at one time he spoke to the media and he talked about how difficult it is to own the team and not have influence on the team by going out there and playing. Take a listen to this.
Decisions from that point forward, and that's my goal, is to get this franchise to a seventh, or its first title, my seventh, if you want to look at it that way. But and it's harder because I can't impact the game. in shorts or tennis shoes, you know. And when I did have those on, it was easier to prove people wrong. You know, it's harder to do that now when I got a suit on and, you know, I got to rely upon other people understanding my message and my, you know, my focus. And that transcends throughout the organization to where everybody's steering in the right direction.
Man, this has sucked for him. But now he's done. He's gone. He left. He took his money. Michael Jordan made more money, not that he would need it, and he's out the door. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? This is Michael Jordan, right? He's not going to leave. He's not going to leave a loser. Well, I guess $3 billion will help you leave a loser now, won't it? You want to talk about who he had running the team and trying to share his vision? Rich Cho, Mitch Kupchak. These are some of his general managers, and it just stunk. Michael Jordan, I mean, Michael Jordan having to watch Kemba Walker and his knees fall apart and then having to deal with Miles Bridges. I mean, can you blame him for saying, man, I'm done, I'm tapping out? Can you blame any human being for taking $3 billion and saying, I'm done, I'm leaving? Yeah. The tenure, basketball-wise, with the Hornets, a failure by Michael Jordan. A failure, it is. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. I think Michael Jordan might tell you that. But when it comes to the money that he made, when you look at the totality of his life in basketball, man, this is a couple pages. This is almost like the Washington Wizards. People don't be thinking about the Washington Wizards when it comes to Jordan. Even then, there was nothing to gain by playing for the squad. It didn't take away from his career. If anything, you looked at it and go, man, this guy was out here 40 years old, still getting 20-plus. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the scoring was lower then. He was still busting ass. Was he the Michael Jordan at the time? No, he wasn't, but he was still busting ass. Ain't nobody think about Michael Jordan as a wizard. Just like people will go, hey, he had the team stunk, he couldn't get the job done. It's not a gigantic blotch on his career. Michael Jordan's still Michael Jordan, whether or not the Hornets stunk or not. And so now he gets to fly around the world, hang out with his wife, which I think is about 20 years his junior, maybe less, and just count $3 billion. Yeah, even when Michael Jordan is losing, Michael Jordan is a winner. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Charlotte Hornets, officially changing hands, Michael Jordan out as the majority owner. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about another legendary athlete. I guess I can call this guy legendary because he is. Legendary liar, legendary player. It's Alex Rodriguez. He's also legendary for putting his foot in his mouth, and he did it again on Sunday. Interesting reasons. This time it doesn't include Derek Jeter. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, we'll hear from that Alex Rodriguez dude on the other side. Don't move.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, How convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Show CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's official. Michael Jordan no longer owns the Hornets. NBA owners voted, and the team is moving on from his hands to Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin. And MJ will still have a minority share, but he walks away with $3 billion after a 13-year run. A record of 423-600. It was ugly. And this is a spot on his resume. But it's still Michael Jordan. When people mention Michael Jordan, they ain't going to think about, oh, and ain't that the guy who ran the Hornets and they sucked? That's not it. That's not it. That's not the move. And so Michael Jordan continues on with his life. And this is a part of his resume, but it's nothing, I think, that detracts or takes away from his career and his legacy in basketball. Not by a long shot. Somebody else who, well, he is a legend. Every time he opens up his mouth, you kind of go, what is this guy talking about? It's Alex Rodriguez. Completely different sport. Alex Rodriguez, if you're not familiar, you know, he's a broadcaster now. He's also owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He and his partner are trying to take over majority control over the next few years. And so you'll see more Alex Rodriguez as time goes by. But as a broadcaster, he's still on ESPN. He does this K-Rod broadcast with Michael Kay. And Sunday night, for Sunday Night Baseball, Alex Rodriguez was trying to detail hitting. He was doing kind of a demonstration. He had a bat, he had a ball, he had a tee, and he was walking the viewers towards swinging a bat, which is something that Alex Rodriguez was amazing at. With or without drugs, Alex Rodriguez was one of the best baseball players ever, flat and period. And so it's always interesting to hear him actually talk about the game because he's knowledgeable. But he doesn't always have the clearest conscience. He doesn't always have the best of words when it comes to speaking. When he hasn't been lying. Sorry. And so last night, he said something that thought would get him in trouble. And I think maybe it did. Maybe. Take a listen to this.
Posture up and right down. You can't get in trouble. It's like you're punching a little person, right? With your right hand. It's going boom right there. With that knee down, and now you're on top of the baseball.
It's what? It's like posture up, swing down, and it's like punching a little person? What? Now, why is he saying that? I mean, Alex Rodriguez, what is he? He's getting emails from, I'm not going to get myself in trouble, but like, why bother? And sure, it's not the end of the world. And sure, he didn't say the worst thing. And sure, there are worse things to say than, oh, it's like punching a little person, but only Alex Rodriguez could say something like that where it even becomes a point. His reputation precedes him at this time of life, of his career, because he just says wild things. You know, I don't want to call him like Paul Pierce, who we talked about, always comparing himself, but is there an inferiority complex with Alex Rodriguez? Is there the fact that he doesn't feel loved? And I don't know. He needs to hang out with, dare I say, normal people. Yeah, but when you're Alex Rodriguez, like, why bother? There's no such thing as normal. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As long as he don't punch a little person, I think Alex Rodriguez, I think he'll be fine. Hey, Carl is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Carl?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Very well. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, look, I'll make it real short. Hey, look, I love Michael Jordan, and I think, let me just say this up front, because I'm a truth teller. I go way back. I don't know. But I love Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has been great. I think Michael Jordan is probably the greatest player to ever play the game. I've noticed this over the years that people don't want to say anything against Michael Jordan for some reason. Even though, I mean, everybody is great, could be great, but they still got their flaws. And see, Michael Jordan, I mean, great as he was, I know y'all don't like Isaiah, but I'm just saying Michael Jordan never beat a great team. He never did. But that don't make him not a great player and not the greatest. But if you bring it up, man, that really gets everybody collar up. But and see, a great team ain't Utah. A great team ain't Phoenix. But Michael Jordan still, in my opinion, is the greatest player. But it's hard for people to say that.
But and you then, can and only Michael, sure, wait. But you can only beat who was in front of you. What competition? What did you want to manufacture a team to beat him? Like what? What did you want him to do?
No. I just said he's the greatest. My right. point is, Stephen A. Smith and a lot of people, they try to say Utah, and they need people. But Michael Jordan, in my opinion, is the greatest. But for some reason, people never want to say, yeah, I'm like, he's a god. You can't say anything negative about Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson was great. Kareem was great. Bird never lost to Michael Jordan. He beat Michael Jordan 5 times.
When Michael was younger, and so that was actually going to be my next point.
Hold on.
You said a lot. You've been here for 2 minutes, and you've done the majority of the talking.
Yeah,
that makes
right.
sense,
my
Carl.
Bad.
Okay, so hold. You hold on.
You're right.
Michael Jordan, there is plenty that he has been. I don't want to say chastise isn't the word, but there have been plenty of things where people have been critical of him. And so is he exalted? Is he put on the top of a mountain? Yes. Yes, he is. But we can talk about the beatings that he took as a younger player. I mean, we can talk about, if you want to think about off the court issues, people certainly look at Michael Jordan and get into the gambling. So, no, he's not without fault, but I think with good reason, just like what you're saying, he's exalted. He's put on a pedestal, yes.
And I agree with you. Can I just say one last thing, please?
Yes.
And I agree with you. I'm not talking about gambling out there, but when Bird came into the league as a rookie, he took the worst team in the league to the top on his first year as a rookie. Now, I can't say that. I mean, Magic did similar to that, but Magic had a lot of help with Kareem because Kareem was the MVP top player.
Yeah, so already
you can't
yeah,
use,
yeah.
You can't use the thing about Young because Bird came his first year and took the worst team to the best team in the East.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I wouldn't do is go ahead and make that type of comparison. Because everybody has a different trail for their career. We can look at the way Larry Bird's career started and how his career ended. And we can look at how Michael Jordan's career started and how it ended.
Great point.
We're going to have
great
two
point.
Different stories. I mean, I could think about early in Michael Jordan's career where he broke his foot, where Larry Bird couldn't even play basketball because of his back, where Michael Jordan was still out there as an older player, still whooping ass and being at his complete prime. And so you can look at how this guy started or how this guy ended or how this way ended or this or that. Are you going to tell me that all things considered that what Larry Bird, as amazing as he is, and I think Larry Bird isn't respected or even recognized for how great he was and everything that he did. What are you telling me, that Michael Jordan, you'd pick Larry over Michael?
No, I would not put Larry over Michael, but it just seems like people don't want to look at the facts.
I think that's you might be right, but I don't necessarily agree with that. There's a lot that people look at with Michael and go, oh, I've heard so many things. Oh, and we may not even know. It's like, oh, well, if Michael didn't go away, and what would he be? What would have happened in those 2 years that Houston won? I mean, but to say, oh, Michael didn't beat any great teams. Well, who else did you want him to beat? Like, well, what did you want him to do? You wanted him to hop into a time machine and let's hit fast forward. Let's put Michael Jordan in the Bulls against, I don't know, the Warriors. Or let's put Michael Jordan in the Bulls against the Heat. Or let's put him in a time machine and have him play the Celtics from the 80s. Like, what do you want him to do? Michael Jordan gets criticized. I don't think people got him out here walking on water. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just real quick, I tuned in the show late before getting into this NBA stuff. With this Addison speeding ticket, do they have an Autobahn up there that I don't know about in the U.S. that he didn't get arrested and or his car impounded for going 100 over the speed limit?
Yeah, he was going 140 miles per hour, and he said that he needed to get home for a dog emergency, yes.
But with this Pierce, you were saying that he was crapping on people. Didn't he literally crap himself, allegedly, supposedly?
He addressed that on a podcast like he does everything else, and he said, no, that wasn't the case.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. But with Dwayne Wade, and again, go back to his two early commercials with Converse, the Robbins, Illinois, and Fall 7, get up 8 times. That guy was a dude since the beginning, back in the Marquette days and everything else, and I'm glad that he actually, you know, we came here to Miami and I got to see, you know, the history of that. Sure. But nationally, I mean, he's always been kind of undervalued or underrated, I think, nationally. And you think, you know, speaking of that Converse stuff, of never really having a signature shoe.
I don't know about that. Didn't he have a signature shoe early with Converse? No.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, were we going out and buying Converses back then?
I don't necessarily follow trends like that. I wear Nike Vandals from the 80s, so you can't ask me. Ain't nobody making me buy their shoes.
And then, of course, he signed the big deal with the China company, which you talked about the other.
I believe. Yes.
And speaking of a guy that did have the shoe game is Michael Jordan. And now with his success, what do you think now, even though the dislike with NASCAR and everything, what happens if he succeeds in NASCAR? Who would have ever thought that?
Yeah, well, when you got money to throw around, you can buy whatever you want. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah. Okay. It's just crazy thinking back that who would ever thought he would get into racing. And now maybe by selling the Hornets, now he has more money to invest and get more deeper into the race, because the racing's not a cheap sport. So,
no, they're building. Listen, them guys are out there building spaceships, and I've had the pleasure and fortune of being able to go to a lot of NASCAR events and hang out in the garages, and those things are spaceships, and it's serious business, it's serious money to invest in just the entire ecosystem of NASCAR and having a team. It's a big, big deal. And so that's a great point. It would definitely be something if Michael Jordan were to be able to find success more so in NASCAR than he did in the NBA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I had mentioned Michael Jordan and the Bulls getting in a time machine and potentially playing against some super teams or some teams that you might find to be competitive. And I mentioned the Golden State Warriors. We know Chris Paul is now a Warrior, and he spoke to the media again, and he also talked up Draymond Green and his teammates. And he had an interesting point about playing with Draymond. I want you to hear that on the other side of the break before we roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Been a busy night, as per usual, getting the week started off right. We've gone through a whole hell of a lot. Gambling and suspensions, Michael Jordan, Marcus Peters with the Raiders, the Bengals ready to be cheap. Matter of fact, let's take a listen to that. Earlier on in the show, we talked about this. We know NFL training camps are underway. We got owners talking, coaches are now talking, players are showing up. But then in the case of the Cincinnati Bengals, their owner, Mike Brown, has been openly discussing the fact that time is coming up for a lot of our players to have their contracts extended, whether it be Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins, and that's just the dudes on offense. And Mike Brown basically put out a warning shot. He's like, listen, everybody ain't getting paid. Somebody's going to be upset and somebody's going to be let go. Listen to this.
It's hard to fit everybody in. It's impossible to fit everybody in at the rate they wish they could be paid. So you lose some guys every year. There's attrition. You try to work around it, and we have done that for a few years now.
Oh, yeah, the NFL owner telling everybody that, yeah, we don't got money and we can't pay everybody. And there's some truth to that. But it doesn't help when the guy delivering the message was also accused of, making players use old jockstraps. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? Listen to former Cincinnati Bengal T.J. Houshmandzadeh talk about how cheap the entire organization was. This was him on Fox a few years ago.
I don't even remember. We didn't have bottled water or Gatorade, and it was crazy because when we first got it, guys would be taking backpacks full of Gatorade home. And
that
every day,
absurd. You were like in the water boy, like the literal movie, the water boy locker room with the bad water.
Before the year before I got there, Willie Anderson was telling me they didn't even have jock straps. They would get a bunch of used jock straps, throw them in the middle of the locker room, and say, "Here you go." So he.
Oh God.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I want to hear that owner telling everybody, "Yeah. We don't have money to pay for players," even if part of it's true. Nobody wants to hear from you. You didn't want to give your players Gatorade and water. You didn't want to pay for that. Hey, guys, we got a water fountain. I know we got 100 of you guys here at training camp, but just share that water fountain over there. Bunch of giant human beings sucking water from a fountain, taking turns. You know, wild world with the Cincinnati Bengals. At least you got Joe Burrow. There's some positivity there. Hopefully they don't let that guy allow his career to rot out there. Speaking of a career rotting, hell of a transition before we roll out of here. I did mention to you that Chris Paul met again with the Golden State Warriors in the media, and then they've had introductory videos now, etc. And so Chris Paul has been able to openly talk about his new teammates. And in one of the new video packages that the Golden State Warriors posted on social media, it involved Chris Paul. And it was about each of the stars. It's like, oh, yeah, me and Steph Curry, so much in common, Carolina's thing, looking forward to playing with him. And then it got to Draymond Green, of which we all know that these two dudes, they ain't get along. They were not buddies. They were not friends. Draymond Green has been very clear. I do not like Chris Paul, but we'll get into the locker room and we'll be fine. We'll work it out amongst competitors. And Chris Paul, he put in his two cents recently on the Golden State Warriors social media. When asked about Chris Paul, he made it sound like they were going to be a dynamic duo. Take a listen to this.
Draymond is, I feel sorry for the other teams that's got to play against both of us, because he's always been very vocal, as I am, you know, and I've always thrived with guys like that.
You feel bad for the other teams because he's vocal and you're vocal. Like, what? Y'all going to talk the other teams to death? If there's anybody that should be concerned, or anybody who should be worried, or anybody who's going to have a headache with Chris Paul and Draymond Green on one team, it's the referees. Draymond Green, does not let up on the officials. He pushes it every single year when it comes to the technical fouls. Chris Paul, there is not, I don't want to say a whining, but there's not a minute that he's not glaring at the officials or working the officials. And so forget the players. If you got to look and listen to both Chris Paul and Draymond Green, we're going to have referees that just quite frankly, they're going to decide to quit. And so what the Warriors do with Chris Paul and all of this coming off of the bench and he doesn't want to and he won't discuss it. I'm waiting on that. I actually am. I have no idea what's going to happen with James Harden besides him being fat to training camp probably and quitting wherever he plays. Seeing what else happens. Where does Damian Lillard go? And I'm real interested. How are the Warriors going to look with Chris Paul coming off of the bench, something that he's never done before? And how long are they legitimately going to keep him? Are we looking at Chris Paul as a Golden State Warrior for the entire season? Or are we looking at Chris Paul, who's on an expiring contract? Are we looking at him as trade bait? Is Chris Paul going to be sticking around long enough with the Warriors to compete for a championship come springtime? Or is he going to be flipped for additional pieces because there's a team that needs a point guard? It's not like the Warriors need a body out there to command the offense. It's nice, but Chris Paul he's a luxury. And he was basically brought in to provide some depth and get some bench help and to be an adult, but also to get rid of Jordan Poole. You get Jordan Poole the hell out the building, you give Draymond Green a contract extension, and everybody is happy in Warriors world. They're going to be good. They're going to be great. Probably not. I think they're a little too small. But the championship is not won in July and August. And so good luck to Chris Paul and Draymond Green. And for all of the officials that have to work their games early in the season, middle of the season, as long as Chris Paul is there, good luck. It ain't going to be easy listening to those two dudes run their mouths. It's been the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Kevin, thank you for another good night, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, JR. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no problem, man. I certainly hope so.
No, it's always fun with you. You know that.
Oh, well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you, man. Work together with you soon. Hey, listen, folks. I'm about to roll the hell up on out of here. Okay? We talked about the gambling. Let's wait for the big name. We talked about Mbappe. You got soccer players offered $776 million for a contract now. Talked about Marcus Peters and his deal with the Raiders. Tyreek Hill and his settlement with the guy he allegedly slapped in the back of the head. We just talked about the Bengals being cheapskates. Chris Jones holding out from the Chiefs. He wants his money. Colin Kaepernick is still working out. Don't hold your breath on that one. And Paul Pierce still sounds jealous of everybody. It sucks for him. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, it's real simple. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Not that tough. Real simple. If you miss me in the meantime, I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But don't go anywhere here on CBS Sports Radio because I might be done. I'm leaving. But Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin, too. Don't move.
Hi, my name is PJ Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or, how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show. On the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.